This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of 1 Thessalonians 2, we've discovered what kind of input we need if we are going to grow and mature in our Christian life. We need a spiritual diet and exercise program provided for us by Christian teachers and mentors who demonstrate character, exhibit compassion, and show commitment. When you have this kind of input, you then need to make the right response. Reflecting on verses 13 through 16, you see how these believers responded. When they received this kind of input, they first of all accepted what was taught as being words from God, not merely words from men. They then mixed this with faith. This caused the Word of God to start working in them, building them up to face the challenges of persecution. This reminded me of what is stated in Hebrews 4:2. We also have had the gospel preached to us just as they did, but the message they heard was of no value to them because those who heard did not combine it with faith. By accepting and believing God's word, their lives began to change and they became imitators of God's churches in Judea, which are in Christ Jesus. They became imitators of those who, by being changed, faced persecution from their own countrymen. God would deal justly with those who persecute the church, even as he sustains those in the church who receive his word by faith and experience a life-transforming change. Does this describe your response and experience? Do a reality check.